Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the wild world of Stoic thinking. Now, I know what you're thinking. Stoicism, isn't that all about being super serious and emotionless? Well, hold on a minute. Because true Stoicism is about finding strength and clarity in the face of life's inevitable ups and downs. And trust me, we all have those downs, right? Like, ever stubbed your toe so hard you swore off shoes forever? Or maybe that project at work tanked just as you were sure it was going to be a slam dunk. Those are the moments when resilience becomes our superpower. It's about knowing how to pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and keep moving forward. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. Building that inner fortress of resilience so you can bounce back from any setback life throws you away. So, buckle up, grab a cup of coffee, or maybe something stronger if you need it because this is going to be good. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that stoic strength and become a master of bouncing back. First up, accept the reality of setbacks. I'm not talking about wallowing in misery. I'm talking about acknowledging that life throws curveballs. It's inevitable. Whether it's a canceled flight, a missed deadline, or even a global pandemic, we've all been there. Accepting these setbacks as part of the journey is crucial. Pretending they don't exist only makes them feel bigger and more overwhelming. Second, reframe your perspective. You know that feeling when you think, this is the worst day ever. Yeah, well, it might be a rough patch, but try looking at it differently. Maybe this setback is an opportunity for growth, a chance to learn something new, or even a stepping stone to something better. Third, focus on what's within your control. Ever heard the saying, don't sweat the small stuff? Well, that applies here. You can't control everything that happens around you, but you can control how you react to it. Focus your energy on things you can influence, like your attitude, your actions, and your choices. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. When we face setbacks, our inner critic often goes into overdrive. But instead of berating yourself, offer yourself the same understanding and support you'd give a friend going through a tough time. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, and it's okay to stumble sometimes. And finally, cultivate gratitude. Seriously, take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A warm cup of coffee, a funny meme, a kind word from a stranger, these little things can make a huge difference in your overall outlook. When you focus on what's positive, it becomes easier to face challenges head on. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you just bombed that big presentation at work. You feel your heart racing, your palms sweating, and your confidence taking a nosedive. That sinking feeling? We've all been there. But instead of spiraling into self-doubt, remember those key takeaways. Accept that it happened, you can't change the past. Reframe the situation, maybe this is a learning opportunity to improve your presentation skills next time. Focus on what's within your control, you can ask for feedback from your manager and start practicing for future presentations. Be kind to yourself, everyone makes mistakes, and this one doesn't define you as a professional. And finally, cultivate gratitude, be thankful for the experience and the chance to learn and grow. Even in the midst of a setback, there are always positive takeaways if you choose to look for them. So remember, resilience isn't about avoiding challenges, it's about how we navigate them. It's about cultivating that inner strength and flexibility to bounce back stronger than ever. And trust me, when you master this skill, you'll be unstoppable. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to strategies for bouncing back from setbacks? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to the Stoic Mind Gym for more daily doses of wisdom and motivation. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.